It's the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game with Allie Mack, Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan on this gorgeous fall feeling morning. Enjoy coffee on a patio this morning if you can. This is so nice outside.
Oh, I thought you said you did it first. I was like,
no.
Really? That was
no,
early.
I wish. I did, some prep yesterday on the patio, like on our back patio, because it was so nice.
So nice. And we went out when I got the kids home, we went out in the driveway and played for a little bit, played with scooters. Daughter ended up falling on her face and needing Band-Aids, but it was all good. I was like, I'll move the cars back out of the driveway. You guys get the scooters. Oh, what happened? Oh, God.
Oh, no.
But she rallied from there. She rallied.
This is like window down season, and we had to take a 4-month checkup yesterday for baby pork chop.
Does that include shots?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
Brutal.
So when I went to get her from grandma daycare, is what I call it, Amy's like, she's like, I'm on lunch. You want me to go with you? I was like, that's up to you. And then she got in, and I was like, oh, no, I can't have the windows down. I was like, grumpy looks. I don't want her, wind it blowing everywhere. Dude, those 4 months, the checkup, though, like, every doctor's visit is different. Mm-hmm. I ain't even going to talk about it. I told Mike, there was weird drama in the waiting room, which was just an awkward thing all to itself. But you get back there and when they're, I'm interested in Mike's take real quick, because I don't want to get us too far off, but they were like, hey, we got shots. And the girl was, I feel bad for the girl that came in and the nurse that comes in to the shots. Because first off, she walks in and we look at her like she's an executioner, right? And she's like, all right, do you want both in the same place or like same leg or separate legs? And and Amy just, she just looks at me and I'm like, well, I would say the same, so we have a good leg to hold her, to grab her by.
Yeah.
That's why it's a question.
And I was like, but I don't know. That's kind of freaky.
I don't think it's the right answer.
Yeah, I know. But I felt bad because he was like, man, I kind of feel bad. We kind of like just kind of looked at her like, what are you asking us for? And I was like, well, I was glad she asked, though. But I feel bad because she walks in and you just look at her like, I don't like you. You're gonna make my baby cry.
It's like an adult going to a dentist. Like, I don't want to be here.
Yeah. I know. But you know what? Now she made it through. She cried a little bit, but then we got her out the door, and she nice nap afterwards.
Way to go, pork chop. Way to go. So let's get back to this 53-man roster. Like you guys said, it is the initial 53. And when it dropped and everything was official yesterday, I mean, you guys pretty much nailed what they were going to do with this team. Were there any surprises to you, though, with what they've done?
Well, there are surprises, but the surprises do come with caveat. Now, we both said there would be 9 offensive linemen. They have not listed Mike Jarrell yet as part of that, who they traded for yesterday. So I think eventually there will be 9 offensive linemen. If not, then we definitely probably swung and missed on one of them, but there's definitely a couple names in there that, like, we got wrong. I would say there's probably 3. Without doing, like, roster construction and saying, oh, I didn't know TQ Graham was going on, all this stuff, there's definitely 3 that I feel like I got wrong in terms of I didn't think they would be there. I think I can list off all 3 of them real quick, and I'll let Bo comment, but I think neither one of us thought Jamal Agnew would be a part of this team.
Right.
Talked about him yesterday. Felipe Franks. Arch said that he'd be on there. I was not so sure. And who's the third one I'm looking for?
But you were hoping for Felipe, weren't you?
JD Bertrand. JD Bertrand we didn't think would be. So, yeah. I mean, it's just I was rooting for Felipe Franks.
Yeah.
I definitely was. I was like, dude, I hope this works out. But I think those are the 3 that, like, in the end I thought would be a part of the P-Squad and just were made active. Like I said, though, still more moves to come eventually in the next 24, 48, 72 hours.
I had somebody hit me up yesterday. Our boy Anthony hit me up, and he was like, man, big vote of confidence for Xavier Watts, only keeping 3 safeties. And I hit him back and said, I agree. I also think it was a bigger vote of confidence for DeMarco Helms. Because hear me out. Yes, I think Xavier Watts has earned that other starting job opposite Jesse. But essentially, I'm interested in what you think on this. This is my first thought. Essentially, they're telling you that they think Helms can play either spot because he's essentially the back up to both. And it also tells you that they think Billy Bowman in a pinch could fill in and play the other. That's what I took away from it.
At least eventually. That's not the first name that popped in my mind. I think eventually that's definitely where they go with it. I actually think that Mike Ford was one of the ones that kind of piqued my interest in terms of that. Because he's a guy that's a specialist. I think he's going to have to play everywhere in the secondary.
I think he can.
I do too. And I had him on my projection yesterday. You talked me into it, and then you didn't put him on your projection. And I was like, dude, you've spent the last 2 weeks telling me that Mike Ford was going to be on this roster to a point where I included him on my 53. And I think that he's just that guy that when you look, we both had them keeping not seven corners, but they did keep seven corners. He's one of them, and I think he's just a guy that, as an experienced veteran guy in a secondary, is going to have to know all the roles just in case.
I did something that you get on to me, both of you get on to me all the time for. I was in the weeds with reading people's comments on the Twitterverse, and somebody was like, why are we keeping all these trash players who are only special teams guys? And it drove me nuts because Mike Ford is what all those things Mike just said. But he's also a starter on special teams. All I ever hear is complaints about our special teams.
Yeah.
And they have guys that I'm going to go through it. Mike Ford, Josh Woods, Kadarrell Hodge, to name, three? And Jamal Agnew. That's four. I'll put four right there.
Yeah.
That are special team starters across the board. And you know what they can do? They can fill in a pinch and with your first team and be okay. Josh Woods, speed, he plays with aggressiveness. He could fill in and play Devon Diablo's role if needed.
Yeah.
Mike Ford is a starting gunner, can fill in anywhere in the secondary, Mike just told you. Kadarrell Hodge could fill in as your fourth or fourth wide receiver at any point, depending on who's not on the field, i.e., Thursday night against Tampa, Drake goes out after making like three straight catches in overtime. Kadarrell comes in, boom, 50-something yard touchdown or 40-something yard touchdown to win the game. Jamal Agnew, another guy who is your starting return man, essentially, probably punts and one side of the kickoff and could fill in that little slot role, maybe even take a handoff in the backfield, maybe a screen, something like that, right?
Yeah. Well, and there's two other names that pop into my mind when we talk about that.
Yeah, well, who are they?
Felipe Franks.
Yeah.
Felipe Franks, the fourth tight end, who we neither one of us had four tight ends being kept, but mm-hmm. when you can play special teams to the level he does, and Arch mentioned it in our conversation, that he led Carolina in special teams tackles last year, and also D'Angelo Malone. D'Angelo Malone being kept as an edge player. He's listed as edge. He's played inside and outside. We talked about, you know, cross-training and doing things like that on Friday. They didn't keep Khalid Kareem, and I think it was because of special teams and because of D'Angelo Malone and the way he fits in some of the coverage units. So those were semi-surprising. I think Khalid Kareem being cut might have been the most shocking of the day for me. I did not have him being cut. I mean, this is a guy who was getting a lot of burn with the ones earlier on in camp and played a lot of preseason game, set out preseason game number two, actually. But, you know, in the end, it's just there's too many – there's too many pieces there to be able to keep all of them at the edge spot.
And I personally think there's quite a few guys that they'd like to bring back that they got rid of. I think Simeon Barrow is one.
He on your list yesterday? Because when I saw he was gone, I thought he was on your projected list.
No, I had him off my list.
But you said you love him.
But I do. Okay. I do. I think he was a good player in college. And I thought he had moments during the preseason. I love the guy. I really do. I love Chris Blair.
Mm-hmm.
I know he was Mike's guy, and we kind of went back and forth, and we had that fun little jokingly about me. I was Casey Washington, and he was Chris Blair, guys, but I like Chris Blair. I also like Dillon Drummond. I think Lenny Krieg is the guy they want to bring back. And not to just say I love all the guys that we cut, but I think these guys, they like Nick Nash. They like Simon, if they can get him back. To me, those are – and I think Easton Stick has a chance that they'd like to get back. I think Art said it. I can't remember. Maybe it was you, Mike. One of you two said it, and I don't want to take away from either one, but somebody said when we were in preseason, There's a reason why these guys are here. That they're on their official they're 90. There's something about them. These guys were here since like January, February, March, April. Something about them they liked. They thought they fit in what they want to do, and that's why they were here. And that's why they went through all of training camp, because if they don't like you, they get you in, Mike. I know it's different than when you play because there's not that 90 to 75 man cut like what after the first or second preseason game.
Yeah.
But if you're not doing something or helping them get a roster or compete, they'll cut you and bring someone else in.
Yeah. I really don't think that this is actually set, you know, with the names we have from yesterday. I still think that they're probably looking at the waiver wire right now as we speak and probably looking to see if somebody else, you know, some other guys fit. And not only that, but the practice squad is much bigger than it used to be when I was playing. And I can't remember the number back, you know, 2012-ish, but I think it was like maybe 8 or 9. And that's expanded. That's doubled, essentially, since then. You got twice as many, you know, that can be a part of the P squad now. And so I think a lot of the guys they did waive or release yesterday will probably be a part of that conversation moving forward. And I hope so, because there's a lot of good football players in that group.
Well, and Bo, you pointed out, you know, going into training camp, you fall in love with these players and then eventually they get cut. So it's funny, not funny, but it's true to form now hearing you say, like, I love this person. I love this person. I love this person. We're going to pick this conversation back up at 7 o'clock about the Falcons roster, because we got to switch gears for a minute. Coming up, we are picking out which college football games could be an upset. And we've got my Allie Mac drop. I've got a game based off that proposal that nobody heard about yesterday. Just kidding. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.